A snowmobiling event at next month's X Games in France has been canceled. That follows the cancellation last week of two competitions in the U.S. Organizers say they're reviewing safety rules following the death of snowmobiler Caleb Moore. Moore died of injuries he sustained in a crash at the Aspen X Games last month. Champion snowmobiler Paul Thacker witnessed it happen, and he's had his own experience with serious accidents. In 2010, he bruised his spinal cord during practice and lost the use of his legs. CPR's Andrea Dukakis caught up with Thacker.
Paul, thanks for being here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
How do you think the death of Caleb Moore is going to affect the future of snowmobiling?
Well, I think that you will see some safety review type stuff to see, you know, what we can do to still, you know, be able to express ourselves on snowmobiles, but to make it as safe as possible. Nobody, you know, no one wants this type of tragic thing to happen again. So there are some minor things that I think we can change as far as protective equipment, make sure that chest protectors and correct helmets are worn. You know, I think that if the roles were reversed and, you know, Caleb and I had switched positions, I would want everyone to continue doing what they love and what their passion is. I don't want to be the reason that, you know, that type of thing changes or comes to an end. You know, I mean, Caleb's own family before his funeral service had a track day where everybody came and rode. And that's just the mindset. They're celebrating what Caleb loves to do. And I think that as an industry, we should do the same.
You can no longer walk because of a snowmobiling accident. Was there ever a doubt in your mind about whether you wanted to continue on a snowmobile if you could?
I've been a professional snowmobiler for many years, 10, 12 plus years, and have been riding my entire life. So even after my accident, there was never a time when I thought, oh man, I don't want to do this anymore. It's been such a giant part of who I am and my upbringing, and it's always been and always will be, as long as I'm able, a part of what I love to do.
We're talking about snowmobiling because of the recent accident, and you watched that accident. I wonder what your thoughts were when you saw it happen.
You know, it's unfortunate that Caleb is now known for his passing, and it's the tragedy that has, you know, led us to snowmobiling being such a hot button. And it's, I really wish that, you know, people would have known Caleb before this, but such is the world we live in at the moment. But, you know, being there live and watching the accident happen, to the people within the industry and know it, it wasn't a horrible crash. He got away from the machine. It didn't look like it hit him. He got up and walked away. Those are usually really good signs. I've seen him do those same tricks. If I've seen him do it once, I've seen him do it 1,000 times. So it just wasn't what any of us expected would be the result when we saw it happen.
You not only watched this accident, you also competed in the X Games for the first time since your accident, and you competed in the adaptive competitions. And I wonder how the experience was different this time around.
Well, I mean, when I got hurt, I was thinking that I probably wouldn't get to compete at Winter X Games again. I announce all the snowmobile events live, so I knew I would, you know, most likely be a part of X Games as long as snowmobiling is a part, but I didn't think I was going to get to actually compete. So to be able to come back and, you know, throw a leg over a machine and actually race and compete, it was an incredible feeling. I was honored and extremely thrilled to be a part of adaptive snowcross. It's a cool sport. I think it has potential to grow and get even bigger, and I hope that it does, because it really is an inspirational type of competition where, you know, people that have had some sort of major setback in life can go out and basically do what they, you know, used to do and love. So it was a great feeling. It hasn't completely sank in still now, even that I, you know, managed to win my first X Games medal. And it took me, you know, breaking my back and being in a wheelchair to make it happen. So it's kind of funny to say that, but, you know, a lot of really positive things have come out of my injury.
I wonder if the folks that you compete against are snowmobilers that have been in accidents.
It's kind of an array of different accidents. I think that for the most part, the accidents didn't happen in snowmobiling as far as my other competitors. There's, you know, amputees, there's, you know, military background, there's motocross, motorcycle accidents. So it was kind of all over the board. And I know there's a couple of us that were in snowmobile accidents, but for the most part, it was not that.
When's your next big competition?
I'm actually going to compete in Alaska at an event called Arctic Man, where I'm going to pull a mono skier for a couple of miles, and then they ski the rest of the hill. And they this year actually have an adaptive class. So we're going to have adaptive rider as well as skier. So it should be pretty exciting. And there's a great big money purse. So that should bring out a lot of really good competition and athletes.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Paul Thacker is a competitive snowmobiler. He lives in Fairbanks, Alaska, and spoke with CPR's Andrea Dukakis.